Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder of Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Om Agnati Mananda Syam Ganam Ganam Salakya Chaksurun Miritam Yena Tajmai Sri Gurubedam Ha Sri Chaitanya Manobi Stam Stapitam Yena Bhutare Swayam Rupa Karami Yam Dharati Swaparantikam. I want to talk today about overflowing with hope. And we all have situations that look like they're just not going to work out. We don't see how we're going to get through this pandemic, how we can accomplish a dream, how our family will be restored. All the indications say it's never going to happen. Now, hope is an antidote to that kind of negative thinking. And overflowing hope connects you to the supernatural power of God, whom we saw Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna Yata Parta Dhanu Dara Yata Sriyavajir Duvanitir Matam Mama. The narrator Sanjaya says, wherever there is Krishna, the master of all mystic powers, and wherever there are devotees who keep him first place by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, there is victory, opulence, and there is also morality. Now it's one thing to have hope, but you're truly empowered when you overflow with hope, when you are a prisoner of hope. When you overflow with hope, you're not moved by what the circumstances look like, by what the signs say. You're not discouraged because it hasn't happened yet. You're not worried because you don't see a way. Why? Because you know that Krishna's on the throne. You know He's ordering your steps. You know that God's plans for you are for good, so you can't be talked out of it. Now, the odds are against you, but that's just the time when you dig in your heels and you start believing big time. Even though you don't see a way, you keep thanking Krishna that He has a way. People tell you it's not going to happen. You let that go in one ear and out the other. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I heard a beautiful story about a king who decided to set aside a special day to honor his greatest subject. When the big day arrived, there was a large gathering in the palace courtyard. Four finalists were brought forward, and from these four, the king would select a winner. The first person put forward was a wealthy philanthropist. The king was told that this man was highly deserving of the honor because of his humanitarian efforts. He'd given much of his wealth to the poor. Second person was a celebrated physician. King was told that this doctor was highly deserving of the honor because he'd rendered faithful and dedicated service to the sick for many years. Third person was a distinguished judge. The king was told that the judge was worthy because he was noted for his wisdom, his fairness, and his brilliant decisions. The fourth person presented was an elderly teacher. Everyone was surprised to see her there. Her manner was humble. Her dress was humble. Hardly looked the part of someone who would be honored as the greatest subject in the kingdom. What chance could she possibly have compared to the other two who had accomplished so much? Even so, there was something about the look of love and beatitude in her face, the understanding in her eyes, and a quiet confidence. The king was intrigued and somewhat puzzled by her presence. He asked who she was. She said, "You see the philanthropist? You see the physician? You see the judge? Well, I was their teacher." What makes a good teacher? You ever asked yourself that question? You ever had a good teacher and wondered what makes them tick? I'll tell you. An abiding, overflowing hope in the potential of the students. Teachers start a work in their students. Parents start a work in their children, inevitably having to let them go, but with an overflowing hope that they will achieve what they were created to achieve. The best teachers know this truth, that what God or Krishna started, He is going to finish. Prabhupada, our spiritual master, taught the practice of cleansing the heart through chanting, known as kirtan, to the Western world starting in 1965. There were no Brahmins from India to help him, to train the local boys and girls in the moods and melodies of kirtan. If there had, they would have most likely been appalled at a drug-induced hippie gathering chanting and dancing in Prabhupada's public outdoor kirtans. The kirtan of the hippies in 1965 was quite a bit different than the traditional orthodox chanting of the Indian Brahmins. But Prabhupada didn't mind. His standard was devotion. Whatever Krishna sent him, that's what he accepted. He approached his task, his mission, overflowing with an abundance of hope. In the Bhakti Sandarpa, we get the following quotation: Yata kanchanatam yati kancham rasha vidah tata diksha vidanana dvijatvam jayate nuinam. By chemical manipulation, bell metal is turned into gold when touched with mercury. Similarly, when a person is properly trained and initiated by a bona fide spiritual master, he or she can acquire all the good qualities of the demigods. Even if Prabhupada's young devotees didn't know how to play the harmonium keyboard or the madanga drum, even if they didn't know that kirtan is call and response, but they chanted everything in constant unison, even though they didn't know how to honor the guru, still, because they were chanting and dancing, they were willing to follow his instructions, he encouraged them, he approved them, he nodded to them, yes. And by his approval, he was infecting them with his overflow of hope to their future. Well, Churu, I just want to get through this pandemic. I hope my business makes it. I hope I meet the right person. All my friends from high school are already married. Well, that's good. That's all better than being negative. But when you overflow with hope, you take it one step further. Instead of, I hope I get well, I know I'll get well. I know Krishna's restoring health back to me. Instead of, I hope I'll meet the right person, I know a divine connection is coming. Someone better than I could ever imagine. Churu, you've been saying that for years. Do you really think it's going to happen? No, I don't think so. I know so. You go through a disappointment. You have every right to be upset, bitter. But when you overflow with hope, you know that what was meant for your harm, Krishna is turning it to your advantage. Said weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. There's a song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur called Parama Karuna. He says, one should have overflowing hope in the words of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya says, simply by chanting, one will get all perfection of life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nama, Nama means name. Chintamani means touchstone. Krishna. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasha Vinadvan Nami Namina. The holy name of Krishna is like a transcendental touchstone, for it is Krishna himself appearing in sound vibration. Krishna is the reservoir of pleasure. His name is complete, and it is the form of all transcendental ecstasies. It is always pure and liberated from material contamination because Vinadvan Nami Namino, the name of the Absolute, and the Absolute are non-different. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One devotee said, I find that chanting the name gives me a new encouragement, a new prospect, a boundless overflowing of hope. Whatever we want, whatever is our internal demand, it is supplied by the name. If we take the name, all our internal hankerings will be fulfilled. It is eternal. It is the purest of the pure. It is full of ecstasy. If we take to the chanting, we are getting all desired perfection of life very quickly. We should chant this mantra with a mood of overflowing hope. Now ask yourself today, what are you overflowing with? Are you overflowing with worry? What if it doesn't work out? Are you overflowing with doubt? I don't see how this problem can resolve. Overflowing with discouragement. It's been so long. This challenge is so big. Well, can I tell you, you're overflowing with the wrong thing. If you'll start overflowing with hope, despite what it looks like, believing in the Lord, thanking Krishna when you could be complaining, expecting things to change in your favor, then you're going to see the Almighty Lord show up and show out in your life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. In his biographical book on Srila Prabhupada called Swami in a Strange Land, Yogeshwar Das writes, in Prabhupada's early public outdoor kirtans, wild elements were there, of course, people whose minds and intentions were far away in some chemically induced fantasy. And yet the mood was dominated by Prabhupada's followers who danced with arms upraised and watched Prabhupada carefully. Although in many ways they also were still hippies, they were Swamiji's disciples, and they wanted to please him and follow his instructions. They wanted what he had, which was to attain Krishna consciousness. For all the varied punctuation of horns and hand cymbals, the kirtan was sweet. One of Tompkins Square's most prominent features is a collection of venerable American elm trees. And one elm in particular, located next to the semicircular arrangement of benches in the park center, is important to the adherents of the Hare Krishna religion. After coming to the United States in September 1965, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the Indian spiritual leader, founded the International Society for Krishna Consciousness in New York. He worked from a storefront on nearby 2nd Avenue that he used as the society's American headquarters. Prabhupada and his disciples gathered in Tompkins Square Park in the fall of 1966 to introduce to the East Village the group's distinctive 16-word mantra. With me, if you will. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. On October 9th, 1966, Prabhupada and his followers sat beneath his tree and held the first outdoor chanting session outside of India. They chanted for 2 hours as they danced, played cymbals, tambourines, and other instruments. This event is recognized as the founding of the Hare Krishna religion in the United States. Krishna adherents continued to return to the tree to acknowledge its significance. Rogeshwar informs us that Prabhupada knew that some aspects of the chanting were going to be wrong or substandard, but he accepted the offering of devotion, not awkwardly, but lovingly. He just wanted and had hopes for these young American boys and girls to chant. They dressed irregularly, they jumped too savagely, or they had the wrong philosophy. None of that overly concerned him. They were chanting, so at least while they're chanting, they were pure. The Bhagavad Gita talks about being fully persuaded that Krishna, or God, will do what he promised. Now, it's one thing to be persuaded, but when you're fully persuaded, you're not going to change your mind. You're not going to let people talk you out of it. You're not going to let circumstances cause you to quit believing. Problems that look permanent, you realize, are only temporary. The expert said, you'll never get well. But God has the final say. You don't see how you can accomplish that dream. Can I tell you, there are good breaks already lined up for you. The right people, favor. Krishna would not have given you the promise. He would not have embedded in your heart if he didn't have a way for you to accomplish that dream. However, before you see the promise, before the problem turns around, there's a waiting period where you don't see anything happening. There's no sign that the people are going to change. The circumstances have dragged on too long. Every thought will tell you, you're wasting your time. Just accept it. You're not going to get well. This pandemic is never going to get over. You'll never break that addiction. Your business is never going to get off the ground. Sometimes Krishna's going to put things in your spirit that don't make any sense. Dreams that seem too big. Problems that look impossible. How can I get my child back on track? I don't have the training How can I start that business? I don't have the experience. How can I build that temple? I don't have the connections. It's 5-year-old Prahlad against Hiranyakashipu. It's David against Goliath. What is it? That's a test. Seeing what you're made of. Are you going to get talked out of it? Negative. Nah, I knew it wasn't going to happen. Or are you going to dig down deep and say, I'm not moved by what's not changing. I'm not discouraged because it's taking so long. I'm not worried because nothing's improving. I know that Krishna is a faithful God. I've seen him do it in the past, and I know that he'll do it again in the future. Prabhupada's overflowing hope was that the whole world be engaged in chanting the names of God. Some or other, he would say, people should be engaged in Krishna consciousness. Srila Rupa Goswami, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's main follower, he said, Tajmad kanapyupyena mana Krishna nabeshaya. Somehow or other, fix the mind on Krishna, the rules and regulations can come later. Krishna doesn't ask us to figure it out. He doesn't ask us to come up with a plan, to research it, to see if it's possible. He simply asks us to believe it enough to chant. Our attitude should be, I'm absolutely convinced that by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yogeshwara continues his narration. Prabhupada knew that every Haight Ashbury hippie was eligible to receive the mercy of the holy name, and he saw it as his duty to distribute the gifts of Krishna consciousness freely, rejecting no one. In the kirtans, he allowed openness of expression and welcomed the wildest participation, but the transcendental sound of the holy name had to dominate. He never allowed kirtan to degenerate into the beating of drums or the chanting of any old words, nor could anyone in the group become so crazy that others wouldn't be able to hear or take part in the chanting. Those dreams that Krishna put in your heart, those promises that he whispered to your spirit, you don't see how it could happen. Nobody in your family has done it. You could easily talk yourself out of it. But that means you're right where Prabhupada was before he started a worldwide spiritual movement. You're at a critical time. You can dismiss it, think it's too big, it's been too long, or you can do like Prabhupada and say, Krishna, I'm absolutely convinced that you're going to turn my child around. Krishna, I'm absolutely convinced that I'm going to get well. I'm absolutely convinced that with your help, I can make a difference in the world. Your thoughts will tell you it's impossible. Why even believing? You know that problem's not going to work out. When it doesn't look hopeful, when every sign indicates it's not going to happen, every thought tells you you're wasting your time, you have to dig down deep. Hope against hope, against the odds, dare to believe. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. I will get through this pandemic. I will beat this depression. I will come out of debt. I will accomplish my dreams. When the medical report says you're not going to get well, hope on in faith. That's one report, but God has another report. When your business seems stuck, you lost a client, funds are down, you could settle there and think it's not meant to be. Or you could hope on in faith. After all, Krishna is still in control. Not, I hope so. Not if some people help me. Not if I get the right breaks. No, if you have all those ifs, you're going to talk yourself out of it. Absolutely convinced means giving up is not an option. Not believing is not something you even consider. You're set. You're not moved by negative reports. Not discouraged by impossible it looks. Not complaining by how long it's taking. You know that what God promised is on the way. But some promises take time. While you're waiting, it's easy to lose your passion. Think it's never going to happen. Start believing those lies that the problem is too big. You can't accomplish your dreams. If it was going to happen, it happened by now. The key is to keep your hopes stirred up. You have to be absolutely convinced. You're not moved by what's not happening, by how long it's taking, by how impossible it looks. You know that what Krishna promise is on the way. Prabhupada showed that by example. It's what he passed on, teacher to disciple, that as he overflowed with love for us, we would overflow with love and hope for others, that we, like him, would continue to believe even when the challenge seems too big, that we would stay in faith even when it's taking a long time, that we wouldn't consider the circumstances, but we would consider our God. One devotee said, "Surely, O Lord, you will bless the righteous and surround them with favor like a shield." He could have said, "O Lord, you will bless the righteous," but he added the word "surely." He was saying, "I'm absolutely convinced. I'm fully persuaded that what you promised is on the way." Can I tell you, you need some surelys in your life? Surely I'll get well. Surely I'll pay off my debts. Surely I'll meet the right person. Surely this pandemic is going to be over. Surely I'll come through this better off than I was before. Not maybe, not there's a good chance, if the medicine works, if I get the promotion, if these people like me. No, you need to add the surely. Another devotee said, "Surely goodness and righteousness will follow me all the days of my life." Saying, "I'm confident good things are coming. I'm confident that this situation is turning around." It's very powerful when you add the word surely to what you're believing for. You saw the medical report. Surely, O Lord, good health is on the way. Surely I'll lend and not bother. Surely freedom from addiction, cleanliness is coming. Surely I will accomplish my dream. Surely I will set a new standard to my family. And when you have this surely mentality, you're going to see some surelys come to pass. Yes, surely your family is going to be restored. Surely you're going to start that mission. Surely your business is going to excel. Surely you're going to be blessed and see favor that you've never seen. It's easy to doubt. It's easy to give up on dreams. Doubters are a dime a dozen. Negative people, discouraged people, you find them everywhere. Krishna is looking for people who have a made-up mind. People who are absolutely convinced. People who have a song of praise. People who rise early in the morning and honor him by chanting his holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. If you're doing that, you need to get ready. Instead of overflowing with trouble, instead of overflowing with sickness, overflowing with bad breaks, you're about to overflow with favor, overflow with healing, overflow with abundance, overflow with freedom. Because you overflow with hope, Krishna, God, is going to bless you, your children, your students, your generation. Krishna is going to turn it, whatever it is, around. Surely you're about to see something you've never seen, something out of the ordinary, something unusual that thrusts you and your family to another level. Now get up every morning with a surely mentality. Surely, Lord, you'll bless me. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me. It's not being arrogant. It's just overflowing with hope. That's what Prabhupada did. Surely, O Lord, what you promised will come to pass. The chanting of Hare Krishna will resonate in every town and village in the world. In life, you're going to overflow with something. It's going to be either doubt, worry, or stress. Our message today is, why don't you overflow with hope? Why don't you believe that surely goodness and mercy are following you? Why don't you be fully persuaded that what Krishna promises is on the way? Have a new perspective. Surely, O Lord, you will do what you promised. I am confident that you will finish what you started. I believe that if you will overflow with hope, like with Prabhupada, promises that look impossible will come to pass. Blessings are going to chase you down. Healing is coming. Breakthroughs, freedom, abundance, the fullness of your destiny in this life and next life. Go back to home, back to God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.